I'm Tony Cox in for Farai Tadea. This is News and Notes. It's Tuesday and not our usual day to talk sports with our resident expert William C. Roden, sports columnist for The New York Times and author of Third and a Mile, The Trials and Triumphs of the Black Quarterback. But because of Oscar weekend, we decided to wait until today. And there's plenty to talk about, right, Bill?
The winner is the great Tony Cox.
Unfortunately, we're going to start on a sad note. Let's start with a tribute to a great yet unheralded NBA player.
Here it comes. Down the middle of Bird. Bird with four. Bird out to Dennis. With 1 second, he fires and gets it.
Can you believe that?
Game is over. An outstanding shot by Dennis Johnson.
Dennis Johnson, of course, who played for the Seattle Supersonics, Phoenix Suns, and Boston Celtics, died 5 days ago of an apparent heart attack. He won three NBA championships and a Finals MVP award and was very well liked.
After the ball went in, I looked immediately at the clock. The time ran out, and then you saw 12 hungry guys running off the bench. Ah!
He's certainly not like the NBA me-first, shoot-first guys of today, is he, Bill?
Oh, man, so such a sad thing, Tony. You know, DJ was, man, you know, going even back to Seattle, you know, when he played for the Supersonics on a championship team. Great defensive presence, great shooter, but just really a good person, man. Just
And, you know, he was a local guy from here in Southern California, born in Watts. Yeah, he went to Pepperdine University before he went on. Really a great guy. He actually did some coaching with the Clippers for a while.
Yeah, so, and really worked hard. I mean, really worked hard and went from relative obscurity to really the cornerstone of championship teams. And, you know, again, one of those guys who, you know, I mean, think everybody knows who DJ is. But, again, you want to say, well, maybe he didn't get his complete due. And it's just really sad
that
a guy just to be, 53 years old or something.
Yeah, 52.
And just leave us like that.
Well, let me take you to another sad story. The Denver Broncos are reeling after a second tragic death of one of their players. On New Year's, cornerback Darrent Williams was shot to death in a case that is still unsolved. This time, 24-year-old Damian Nash died over the weekend after collapsing following a charity basketball game. His family has a history of heart problems, although the autopsy results are said to be inconclusive. So here's my question for you, Bill. And I've been reading about issues involving the medical testing of these athletes, especially African Americans. So without unfairly compounding this tragedy, there are questions, are there not, surrounding how much teams really know about the physical condition of these young men?
Oh, yeah. And I've written, Tony, a lot of stories about this in the past, beginning with Hank Gathers. A number of years ago when Hank Gathers died suddenly and collapsed during a basketball game. And what we began finding out was that, particularly in the African-American community, there are a lot of undiagnosed occurrences of various cardiomyopathies. A lot of it is complicated by, you know, high cholesterol diets and just unhealthy diets. But unfortunately, the testing that they do from the very high school level on up, there really are no great tests to diagnose these previously undetected heart problems. And so you see things like this. And, you know, people say, well, you know, in high school, the tests are very expensive and just a burden to do. But, you know, you ask the parents of these kids, and they wish that there would have been some type of screening. And again, it's unfortunately, Tony, when something like this happens, you realize that even in the National Football League, there's still not an adequate screening device to test athletes, and particularly black athletes, for these heart problems that I think more people than we know have.
Well, obviously, we're going to have to keep our eyes on that topic. But let's move on to something else. Men's basketball. March 1st is Thursday, so college basketball madness cannot be far behind. It seems to me, Bill Roden, that five schools are the elite right now. Ohio State, who beat Wisconsin on Sunday by a point. Wisconsin, of course, Florida, who lost again, UCLA, my alma mater, and North Carolina. But they don't call it madness for nothing, do they? Anything could happen.
Listen, and anything will. You know, you mentioned the favorites, but somewhere lurking, there's going to be a George Mason somewhere that comes out of the woodwork and beats a team that you just didn't think could be beaten. But I got to tell you, Tony, you know, we always talk about big-time sports, and people are always asking, well, why do these coaches climb all over each other to recruit these kids? And all you had to do is watch Ohio State beat Wisconsin, and you saw Greg Odom, his performance.
That's true.
And you realize why everybody was climbing over themselves to recruit this kid, because one kid could mean the difference between a Final Four championship and a coach making a tremendous reputation and getting a lot of money.
Mm, yeah, you know? Absolutely. There's one more thing I want to talk to you about before we get out of here. That's the NFL Combine, giving us a glimpse into the draft coming up in April. But something else apparently took place there in Indianapolis over the weekend that was, well, kind of unusual, wasn't it? And didn't involve newcomers, but some NFL veterans and the commissioner. Tell us just what did happen.
This is very interesting because there's been this issue of athletes being out of control, of being involved as much in the crime blotter than in the basketball court. And what these NFL players did, these veteran players, approached the NFL, the commissioner, and said, listen, this is our league too, and we really are concerned with our image problem. And what they are talking about is sort of a three-strike rule, where if you're a player and you get busted three times for anything, you are going to face some pretty serious penalties. It could range from getting thrown out the league to being suspended. And I think that, Tony, this is a great move because the players are the ones who are saying, listen, this isn't just the league. This is all of us taking this
hit.
Time
to do something about it. What did the commissioner's, what was his reaction to it? He probably loved it, I guess.
I think the commissioner's overjoyed. I mean, it's the same thing as when you have a coach and in the locker room, it's the players who are taking care of discipline. You know, and that's as it should be.
Mm. Hey, buddy, the buzzer has just sounded on our sports segment for this week. William C. Roden is a sports columnist for the New York Times and author of Third and a Mile, The Trials and Triumphs of the Black Quarterback. Talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Hey, Tony, look forward to it, man. Have a great week.